Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Coming up later this hour at 8:40, Byron Kerr is going to join us. He covers the Nationals for Masson. They lose their third game in a row. They've been spiraling. They're now just a game above 500 and seven back in the NL East.
Someone just sent me a text on the zip line and asked me what percentage I would give them to win the division right now, today. And I said 37%.
I think that's high.
Just picking a number out of the air.
Yeah, that's high, in my opinion.
37, sorry. Okay, maybe it is. I said if you get to 10 games back, it's about 17%. But you see what you're kind of looking at.
Yeah, I just don't think the Braves are going to clap.
The Braves are, that's a big win for the Braves last night in Yankee Stadium. And Acuna comes back and hits that home run in the 11th. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're waiting for the Braves to kind of come back to the pack, but they're not.
Yeah, hasn't happened yet.
They still have a couple young pitchers that are in the rotation that are pitching well. You got Markakis having his best year ever. You got a couple young guys in the lineup that are having really good years, but you're kind of waiting for them to come back, but they're just not doing it.
And they may not.
They may not.
They might just be ahead of schedule.
That is true. So we'll see. I mean, I know how.
By the way, the Phillies are ahead of them,
too. Nats fans are a little desperate now.
And the Phillies just beat them 3 out of 4 and beat them 2 out of 3 the weekend before.
And I would expect the Phillies to make a big splash before the deadline.
They're going to be buyers.
Yeah, I would think so.
They're not in sell mode.
Yeah, I don't know if that means Machado or, you know, a pitcher, but they got a couple really good young pitchers, so maybe they just feel like they need more offense. So I would expect the Phillies to do something major at the deadline.
So we'll talk to Byron Kerr coming up at 8:40 about that. Chris Miller covers the Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. Will join us at 9:20. We'll get into that.
By the way, real quick update on the World Cup. Of course, Yesterday you had a couple of games. Belgium comes back. They were down 2-0, and they come back. They were down 2-0 in the middle of the second half.
Right.
And they come back and score 3 straight, and they beat Japan 3-2.
Yeah, Japan scored 2 goals, I think, at the 48th and 52nd minute.
Incredible.
Take the lead. And you're like, wow, if you bet Japan, it's going to be a tasty little payout.
Yeah.
Belgium comes back in extra time and wins it.
And then Brazil beat Mexico. Today you've got Sweden and Switzerland, 10 a.m. That's the first game. And then you got Colombia and England at 2. So you got a couple more games today in the knockouts. I have Sweden in the pool, so I need Sweden to beat Switzerland. So that means I'm going to hedgy-poo it. And then England-Colombia. I don't know, Drabby, you like England in that game?
Oh, England's been playing out of their minds so far.
So you like them over Colombia in this?
I mean, I would, but yeah. I'm also out of money in my account.
Why? What happened?
The nubs?
You lost it all?
Oh, I did a bunch of long shots.
You had a Russia vibe.
Oh, you did a bunch of long shots?
I told you that long shot stuff doesn't pay. I don't know why you do it.
Yeah, you got to bet favorites.
I got caught up in the hoopla of parlays.
There was a hoopla about the parlays earlier.
Soccer Drab is dead.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The parlays were hitting in the group stages. But once you get to knockout, where it's coin flips on every game, you got to stay away from parlays. Although I did hit one yesterday in Brazil-Belgium.
Poor Soccer Drab. He had a good run, too.
You know what? Reload. Just reload it.
Just reload.
Going to have to at some point.
You know, dip into that Venmo. Just dip into the Venmo. Ship a little bit into your account. Try to run it up.
More like depressed Drab. He even had a bad pool experience over the weekend. Can you explain the dumbest rule in the history of pools?
Not like a soccer pool, like an actual pool.
Swimming pool.
Okay.
You were in a pool?
He has the world's dumbest swimming pool rules.
You took your shirt off and went in the pool?
That was an upset. My wife begged me.
She did?
Yeah.
So you didn't pull a Kevin McCarthy and go in there with your T-shirt on?
Thought about it.
Yeah.
So this is fresh off a workout.
This is a community pool, correct?
Community pool.
A lot of people there.
Aldi, Maryland.
New development.
Virginia,
definitely not Maryland.
I mean, Aldi, Virginia, sorry. Yeah.
It's a new development, so it's probably like a lot of young people living there.
Yeah, and there's three pools in the neighborhood.
It's yeah, nice. And they're all nice.
Ooh, swanky. Three pools.
Saltwater pool. I was psyched to try it out. Jumped in for the first time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And nobody was in the pool. It was at 150 or something like that. Right. So Sarah and I got in the pool. We're sitting in there talking.
Yeah.
And then the lifeguard comes over and she says, "We better start swimming laps or get out of the pool."
Why?
I said, "What?" And she goes, "Yeah, for 15 minutes every hour, lap swimming only."
Oh, wow.
I said, "Not even adults can't just hang out in the pool?" She said, "No, you got to swim laps."
What?
I've never heard
that. There were no lanes in the pool. It was a tiny, tiny pool.
Yeah. It's just a bizarre rule.
It was four strokes to the other end.
What rule is this?
That's awful. That's an awful rule.
Never heard of that.
You know what you
never
need to do? You need to appeal it. You need to go to whoever runs the pool and say, "This rule is outlandish."
Maybe it's just that pool.
You can't stand.
Because there's three
Maybe
others.
Maybe you were just
right?
hanging out in the lap pool.
No, I'm on the Facebook page for the association. Everyone's going crazy. New rule this year.
That you have for 15
well, eventually
minutes
people,
can only be
eventually
used
Eventually
by...
they're going to lift that because no one's going to swim laps. They just want to go in there and chill.
Well, it doesn't even have lap lanes. There are no lines.
So eventually they're going to lift that rule.
It says it's like four strokes and you're at the
and
other
swimming
end.
Swimming laps is boring.
It's like they the Frasier's backyard pool. Too.
Can you go to another pool, one of the other two?
They all have the same rules.
All right, so just don't go in those 15 minutes. You got 45 other minutes.
Rick, that's 25% of the time.
It's a dumb rule. It's outrageous.
It's a dumb rule.
I'm not saying it's not, but you could still enjoy the pool for the other 75% of the time.
I understand having a rule that only laps are swam, whichever it is.
Swam.
Is it swammy? I think it might be a word.
Swam is a word.
I'm grasping.
Wait a minute.
Check your brain.
Now, it might be a rarely used word, but it might be a word.
All right, hold on. I've never heard of swam.
If there are lap lanes, then laps should be swam or swam.
It's the past participle of swim.
Thank you. It's a real word.
Okay, well, no one uses it.
All right,
well, your
he's
boy
right.
has an eclectic vocabulary.
You were just throwing it out there.
No, I knew.
Again, I knew it was a word.
He knows that whole hang or hung or whatever
no,
it
no,
is.
No, that's Valdez. Hanged. Valdez knows that's his
hanged.
Thing.
Yeah.
Art is hanged. Right. Art is hung. No. A person is hanged.
Correct. Right,
that
right,
whole
right.
thing.
All right. So that's a stupid rule. That's an awful HOA decision.
And I had this hurting golf tan from the Purple Heart.
Did you tell her? Did you like, "I really don't want to take my shirt off. It's embarrassing.
Take my shirt off without hurting."
Do you have like a Russian lifeguard or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're always Russian.
Is there any talent at your pool otherwise? Or you just didn't know?
Yeah.
Someone's stammering.
Yeah. I had to think about it for a second. My wife was listening.
Yeah. Is it more of a younger neighborhood?
Yeah. I think so.
I think
35.
I think
so
usually when you have newer developments, they tend to be younger people.
Yeah.
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 I mean, it's not a big bunch of silly homes, bunch of starter condos for people.
Right.
But you're in a townhouse.
Townhouse.
Yeah.
So do you have like a snack bar there? Like what are they?
No, this is the hurting pool. I'm sure. I think at the other ones they do.
Do they like have a bar? Is it like a scene in these new developments? Like that bars and everything?
I've heard the main pool it is, yeah.
Yeah, really?
It has a bar.
Not a bar. I don't think
they have a
bar.
They don't have a bar.
I think you're thinking of like rooftop pools.
Yeah. Rooftop pools definitely have that, right?
Yeah, like One Tree Hill over here. Yeah. I bet it's a show on Saturdays.
Don't we have some salespeople that live over there?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think so.
If they are, they're making way too much money. I mean, it's very pricey.
Travis, can you bring cocktails into the pool?
Yeah, this is my first time. I took my shirt off, jumped in, get out. That's what they said.
And so did you leave?
Yeah, Ronaldo was about to play. I told my wife I had 10 minutes to work on this tan.
Oh. 10 minutes.
And she stayed. Oh, did she stay?
She stayed, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to show off the
Why
boobies.
Did you swim some laps?
Did you get your laptop out when she was over at the pool?
I don't think so. I don't remember. I get my laptop all the time.
Get the lie detector. He just busted him. He's embarrassed.
It was really 20 minutes until Ronaldo played. He just needed an extra 10 minutes. Though.
Yeah, exactly. I know what you're up to over there.
What's the strength of your wife, Stephanie, in a bikini? Is it her ass? Or is
it, you what kind of question
is
that?
Or is it her rat?
That's a show.
Yeah.
All right, is it her top or her bottom?
She looks great all the way around.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
All right.
Dummy.
That's a terrible question.
Why? It's a terrible question. Not for me.
Hey, what's Teresa's?
Probably her legs. She's got very strong legs.
Right.
Does she still wear a bikini at the pool?
She wears no. She won't wear a bikini.
What pool do
she's
you guys go to?
She's very self-conscious about the belly and
what?
The butt. she probably could because I've seen worse. Believe me, I've seen a lot worse than bikinis. But she's
that's really flattering.
That's a great
I've seen worse. But she's 50. What are you gonna do? Yeah. What's Dina's strength in a bikini?
I'm not involved in this conversation.
Yeah, no, you want to stay away, don't you?
I just don't understand it.
I'm just being honest.
I'm just asking you what pool you go to. I didn't know you even went to a pool.
Let's see. We have three pools in the neighborhood as well. Now, one's a kiddie pool. One's a kid's pool. So we don't go there as much. We just have a normal adult pool.
Right. But it's like a community association thing or whatever. So you can go to any of the three pools
you can go
you
to
want.
Any of the three.
I got
same
you.
Thing in mine.
But usually mine, what
but mine has lap lanes and it has a kid's part and a separate
I'll be honest with you. The only pool we really go to is our neighbor's pool. We have a neighbor has a pool, and they always invite us over.
Well, but you don't have much backyard.
I'd much rather go to that.
Of course.
I thought those homes didn't have that much backyard to have a pool. He must have a larger backyard.
He's got a big backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he put it in a fat little situation back there.
Really? Oh.
Cost him about 200 large.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big investment.
Plus, you go over to Chad Dukes' pool all the time, right?
Right. Because he invites me all the time. But so I would say I go to my buddy Jim's pool more than the community pool.
Community?
Yeah. Now, when the kids were really young, we took them to the community pool all the time.
Well, I actually don't really like swimming, but when it's 105, it makes you want to go in the pool.
Yes.
Oh, it's awful.
Right?
It's awful to be outside at 105.
The water's got to be silly right now. Right? Even
it
if it's not
great.
A heated pool, it's still got
to
be silly.
You don't have to dip your toe in. You just jump in.
Jump in and it feels awesome.
Of course.
No.
Actually,
I disagree. I disagree. Water's too warm.
Oh, I like it warm.
Yeah. You like warm 90 degree temps in the
it's
water.
Still
you know
refreshing.
What's terrible? Cold water. Cold water's terrible.
I like it to be about 75.
Ooh, that's kind of nippy.
Yeah.
Because when you're really hot, it feels really good.
I think anything wet feels good.
Yeah. It's refreshing.
I'd rather it be warm. You know, it'll take a cold shower, do you?
The AC.
Oh, the AC always feels good. By the way, it's 76 degrees in here. Why? Can anybody tell me why
that's
it's 76 degrees?
You guys don't know how to work the
thermostat. It's on the AC. It's fine.
It was hot when
you know,
walked to my car
72.
This morning. How hot was it at 5 a.m. this morning?
Butt hot.
It was 73 degrees in my neighborhood. Usually at 5 a.m. it's still kind of cool. It was hot.
Well, when
I opened
tell
the
you?
Door this morning.
What's that tell you about 2 p.m. today?
Well, with the heat index, it's going to be 105 again.
Yeah.
You know, have fun at Nat's Park today, by the way.
You know what? I'm taking golf lessons today over at Laytonville. My man, Matt Jarvis. That's going to be ridiculous.
I'll tell you what.
Hot.
You're going to be, you got to be like a super trooper to go to the game tomorrow at 11 a.m.
It's going to be roasting hot.
Yes. Now, it won't
now
be
not as hot as today, but it's going to be hot. It's going
to
be
there,
like low 90s.
Down, if you come down and go to the Nat Sox game at 11, and then you stay in D.C. and go to the fireworks, you deserve a medal.
What do they do, Jason? What do they do at the beach? My son's talking about going to the beach with some friends for fireworks. What do they typically do there? Like at Bethany or something like that? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I mean, Bethany has their own. Ocean City has their own.
Is there going to be a ton of
Fenwick
probably
has their own.
A ton of traffic. Like, today, I guess, it would be.
Today, right,
would be,
like right now.
It'd be a ton of traffic.
Currently, there's probably traffic.
In the middle of the week.
Yes.
So like a Tuesday going to the beach
because a lot
show.
Of people are probably taking the rest of the week off.
Yeah, all the donks took off Thursday. And
what about tomorrow if they want to go to the beach?
Bung Bung Beach.
Go down in the morning. It's probably okay tomorrow.
That would be the time.
I would think most people are already there by tomorrow.
Get on the road by 6:30.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Where is he going to go stay?
I don't know. You got friends that have a place or something in Bethany.
Right, bunch of rich people down there.
Yeah,
San Andrew's
rich.
Parents.
Everyone's rich compared to me, brother. Believe me.
I know what you got.
I don't have a new
slightly less than Cakes has, but you're flush too.
That old storyline.
It's not a storyline.
Cakes does have a housekeeper every week, though.
It is the truth.
That's the only guy that's got a weekly.
It's true.
He's got a big housekeeping nut every month.
He's got a tiny little mortgage out.
Yeah,
it's relatively small.
So, I guess I'll tell you later, Joe.
Well, you got a revelation.
Well, someone's asking me about. The nubbiest thing I've done in a while.
Oh, we need to know.
I don't know how nubby it is. I think it's smart.
It's always nubby.
We have to do it next. We have to do that next.
It's never smart. Disappointed.
You're right. Bringing home water that is provided for the station to your house.
Well, there's a million cases. It's going to take 10 years to drink that stuff.
No, it's not. It's $4 a case. You really feel the need to lug that to your car?
Lugging it?
Take it over to Homewood.
Is it 5 pounds?
Yeah, you got to take it to Homewood?
Oh, it's one block.
Maybe I'll leave it with Carlos and then I'll drive by. Yeah. I'll have Carlos walk it out. Carlos can walk it out to my car.
$4 case of water. It's unbelievable.
I love freebies.
All right, we're going to find out the nubbiest thing you did when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Of course, Bish was off last week, and somebody asked him on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine, which is the same as our phone number, 1-800-636-1067, standard message and data charges may apply. What was the nubbiest thing that he did during his vacation?
So it wasn't actually during the vacation.
Okay.
So I left last Sunday.
Uh-huh.
All right. And, or two Sundays ago. And, you know, you always give me grief on what I set my thermostat at home on. And it's usually around 76 or 77. And you guys can't believe it's that warm. I actually believe it's very comfortable.
I mean, it's as warm as we are in here, and it's kind of warm. It's kind of stuffy.
You also have
but this is a very small
jacket
room.
On inside.
That is true, and it's probably has fleece.
Why don't
on
you
the
take
inside.
The jacket off?
I will at some point. I just don't feel like doing it.
I
quite
mean,
yet.
You're complaining about how warm it is.
Well, it should never be 76 degrees inside.
You
ever.
Have layers on. Like,
yeah,
you're dressed
layered.
Like it's winter.
I'm actually very comfortable right now in here. So anyway, so last Sunday, I turned my thermostat's up to 82.
Okay.
So both mid on the main level and the upstairs.
Right.
That's steep.
Okay, but I'm not going
to. I turned my up when I left and was away for a week. I turned mine up to 74.
You did? Because you don't want it running.
Sure.
Right. So
I also don't want to walk back in a house, which feels like a sauna.
I get it. And I don't think this is nubby. I think this is smart. So I turned it up to 82. So it's at 82 degrees and it got really hot.
Right.
And so it's 82 degrees when I'm down in Bald Head Island. Mm-hmm. And so on the way back, I called my neighbor, and I'm about 2 hours away, so I'm around Richmond.
Right.
And I called him. I said, hey, Mark, can you do me a favor? Go in my house and turn my AC down to about 74 on both the main level and the upstairs.
Right.
Level.
Why is that nubby? I don't really think that's nubby.
I didn't think it was either.
Uh-huh.
I told another buddy about it. He said, what are you doing? I said, well, I don't want my AC running all week.
Yeah, I think you should put it at
So I turned it up to 82.
Can't you program it?
You can.
Not the upstairs, not the main level. It's,
okay.
It's a very old system.
Okay.
The main level, yes, I can, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
So I had my neighbor just go over and turn it down. So
it
had 2 hours of cooling.
I think that's somewhat normal. So if people go on vacation, they probably turn their AC unit.
Kind of putting out your neighbor like by asking him to do that.
So even you would never do that?
No, I would do it. I probably wouldn't ask my neighbor to do that.
He just cranked the air conditioning the whole time. He was gone. So
pretty
then he
much.
Comes back.
So you would never. If you went, when you go to Kia, where you go every year.
I just look at the thermostat and just say, that's like 72 degrees. Come back. It's 72
so
degrees.
So if we have a week like we're having now where it's 100,
yeah.
It's just going to crank and crank. It's just going to keep running.
I generally just leave it.
Yeah.
I see. I don't understand that. You're an alien.
Maybe.
He just doesn't sweat it.
I just like to have a comfortable home and not have to worry about it.
He just doesn't worry about it. He doesn't sweat
So I guess the nubby part, I don't think the nubby part is turning it up to 82. I guess the nubby part is asking your neighbor to go over and turn it down.
Yeah,
but you're saying you would never do that?
I might.
I would program. Mine's are all programmed.
Here's what I would call my neighbor.
Right.
My neighbor Kevin, who's silly. He's handy. He just puts me to shame. He works all the time. For me, work is walking to the end of my driveway to pick up my Washington Post on a Sunday morning. Meanwhile, he's edging his yard. He's cutting it the whole night. He's redoing his roof, the whole thing. Buffing his boat, washing his car. What was my original point? I forgot.
About being handy.
Oh, yeah. If I felt like I left something like the oven on or like a candle burning in my house, I would text Kevin and say, I'm sorry. Can you just run over and just blow
that
the candle out?
That would be normal. That would be normal.
Because I'm an idiot, and yeah. I left one burning.
It's a lot like, different.
Yeah.
Right. Or the you would never ask a neighbor to go over and change but your thermostat.
Is it your next-door neighbor?
Does he have a key to your house? No, I would give him my keypad into the garage. Gotcha.
No, this is not a neighbor who lives 2 miles away where I'm asking to get in his car.
Walk over there. How much did it trouble him? For 30 seconds to go do it? It's not that big a deal.
It's not that big of a deal, right?
Not that big a deal. I mean, I think it's – I mean, put it up to 82 – I mean, it got really hot in there, didn't it? It probably was
If he didn't change it, we would have been sweating our butts off.
Yeah.
Because it takes a couple hours to cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I got to look out for the bottom line. Sorry.
The nubbiest thing that I did yesterday is I went into a near panic attack when I thought I had lost my gift card from Matchbox that you gave us, I think 10 days ago.
That's a 200.
It was substantial.
How could you lose it? Don't you just immediately put it in your wallet?
I thought I had lost it. But I have a gift card stash at my house.
Wait a second. I missed out on one of those vacation week.
Yeah, I don't know. Drabby or somebody missed
out. I don't know what happened to yours. I think Awan might have it.
We put it somewhere.
I'm sure they set it aside for you.
Yeah, Valdez put
forgot
it in
about
safe
it.
In his house.
Yeah.
Because I actually have Matchbox guy's name and number on my calendar.
But luckily,
last name Metro.
Harvey Metro. Yeah.
I tracked it down. So all is well. But I was in a full-on panic yesterday.
Well, it wasn't
in my backpack.
It's not a $25 gift card. It's a big one.
Oh, it's a big one.
I mean, that'll get you 3-4 dinners.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That's nice.
Let's make a couple of calls.
You know what? I might go there tonight.
It's not a terrible
idea.
And
I won't spend my money. I'll use the gift card, of course.
Yeah, but you'll tip. Of course you'll tip.
Yeah, of course I'll tip.
Jason,
I'm not a millennial. I'm not a non-tipper like a millennial.
Let's go to your former podcast partner, Jabby. Jabby.
Really?
What's up, boys? What's up, Jay?
All right, so hold on. Just to pull back the curtains, Jabby and I have not spoken.
I thought he was pissed at you or something.
No, I'm never pissed at Jay. I text him occasionally.
Not like you used to.
When's
the last time we actually talked? It's probably been 6 months.
No, I guess it would whenever the podcast. I was going to say the nubbiest thing I ever did was try to do a podcast over my computer.
Whenever we booted you. Whenever we booted you for Big Fat Winners.
You booted me. Skip and I are still
fired.
You booted me.
See, he still talks to Skip.
Right.
Yeah, there's some friction there, but that's okay.
No, there's definitely friction.
Definitely no friction. Definitely not.
Well, you would call all the time to call the show, and now this is the first time you've called in a long time.
To be frank with you, I got this thing called a pesky job now, and it's kind of killing me into listening to you guys. But I do listen to the podcast every day, and love listening to you guys. It's awesome. And love listening to the stories. And I think this summer has been fantastic for you guys for two things, right? The Caps run was unbelievable. I'm not going to pretend like I'm Cakes or John DePompa, but it was just a great
awesome
run.
It's been amazing.
It's awesome for everybody got to enjoy it. I thought it was incredible. Yeah.
And then, of course, the World Cup. And World Cup Cakes and Drabby and even Matt Val back there, who pretends to not like soccer but will bet on it, has been amazing too. I mean, I really just enjoyed
it. Are you up or down on your World Cup betting?
I'm about even. I have Belgium to win the whole jam. So if they win, I got them at a juicy plus 700 before the tourney.
That is nice. So,
yeah, that's nice.
I mean, I don't have Cakes kind of type money, but enough to get by. But it's been fun. Eric, I want to have a chat with you, though, okay?
Mm.
You defend the Nats. By the way, people that make fun of Baltimore and how Red Sox fans come to Baltimore, how did it sound last night at Fenway South?
It was very packed with Red Sox fans, but no doubt about it.
But that's not a surprise. That's the way it is all over the country.
Everywhere. So stop beating up on Charm City every time that Red Sox fans come down.
No. The reason we beat up on Charm City is because you're 32 games out.
Right.
That's why we beat up.
I'm not even going to talk about that part. You're absolutely right. Thank God we didn't make any Tito's wagers, I can tell you that.
Right.
But for some reason, Eric, you give up on the Caps, like mid-season if they have like a two-game losing streak, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is over. This team's never going to run or whatever. But with the Nats, you keep going back to the – well, this lineup is going to. This is too good of a lineup. Back of the baseball card.
I think the Caps actually gave me a little perspective on the whole thing because I think they were a little bit up and down at times, and I did give up on them. And then they came.
You give up on the Skins when they go 0-2.
Yeah, well, the Skins they should give up on them. They're always.
But I'm saying the Nats have never even won a playoff series.
Right.
So what makes you think that this is going to be this immaculate run?
Well, they've won their division. They've won their division several times. I think they've got the second best record in baseball over the last 5 years. And but short of what the Dodgers, I think it is.
Yeah,
maybe
by like
a game.
But he's saying that's what the Caps did that for.
All these teams do this, and you give up on them early. And for some reason, you have this affinity for the Nats. And
I think
really
he's pretty
it.
Close. I will say this: Bickle's probably pretty close to giving up on him.
I mean, I'm not going to completely give up on him, but I think it's looking grim. Yeah.
Do you think it's like? Do you think baseball's like what you say with the? For the Stanley, go get that Stanley where you basically just got to get on a heater and puck luck it and you know, I guess steam heads up.
A little bit of that. I do think that there's a little bit of that. Yeah, you got to get hot at the right time. Sure.
I need to get hot again in some DraftKings. And Jason, I would love to come back on Big Fat Winners if it's able to come back. Tell Kennard to, you know, loosen the strings a little bit over there and let you guys.
All right, we will.
The playoff.
We'll figure that out.
By the way, I'm very dormant on DraftKings over the summer, like baseball. Occasional golf sweat, not a lot of baseball sweats. Need to get back to the
Let's
NFL.
Let's go to Jay.
I love baseball sweats.
South Riding. Jay, what's up? Hey, South Riding, isn't that where Drabby lives? Jay.
everybody lives in South Riding. Hey, fellas, I just wanted to tell alert.
Did you see, Drabby at the pool or no?
I haven't gone to the pool. I'm with Lurch in this. I can't stand being outside when it's that hot. Air conditioning is just too beautiful, and I don't do heat like that. I don't understand it.
Gotcha.
But what I will say, and I'm naturally tan, so I don't need that. But what I will say for Lurch, though, is what's the nubs part of your thermostat thing is the fact that you guys don't have Nest in your home yet. It's like $100 from Home Depot. You can set it to your Wi-Fi. You can set your own temperature when you're coming home on vacay. You don't have to call a neighbor, bro.
I know that. I know the technology's out there. I don't know how to do it.
You don't have to. It's a simple app on your phone. If you can watch YouTube videos, you can set Nest. It's touch and forget. It's simple, bro.
Honestly,
look it up.
He just doesn't want to learn
it. I'm just lazy. Yeah, I'm just very content with my current life.
You like your 40-year-old thermostat.
I'd rather just call Mark and say,
frankly, his neighbor going over there works for him.
It just works for me.
Yeah. So he has
an intricate network of helpers.
Like Lurch could, like back in the day when people would like transfer songs and all that stuff, Lurch could figure it out. But it was just easier just to have Drab go do it.
Yep. He still uses a carrier pigeon.
Yeah. The way I live.
If it was cheaper, definitely would use it.
All right, coming up next, we will talk some Nationals. They're just one game above 500 now, 7 games back in the NL East. Byron Kerr covers the Nationals for Mass and joins us next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Watch. And remember, less than 2 weeks away till our annual summer dress party. It's Saturday, July 14th, 4 p.m. We're back at Whitlow's on Wilson, where it's good times with good friends. Get all the details online now at thefandc.com/summer. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines. Our pal Byron Kerr covers the Nationals for Mass. And we've been talking about the Nationals really the last couple weeks, how they've been sliding. And they're now just one game above 500 and 7 games back in the NL East. Good morning, Byron.
Morning, guys. Yes, that was a tough one last night to fall. I thought at the end there they might have had a shot to at least tie it. Certainly had a couple opportunities, but came up a little bit short.
You know, it was an interesting ending there. From what I saw, I got to see like the last 3 innings, but it was a well played game. Obviously, both pitchers pitched well, and then. You know, Cora decides to bring Kimbrel in the 8th, and then he comes back in the 9th, and he got in a little trouble. And Rendon, with Soto on after he walked, laced a 3-0 pitch right to Benintendi in the left. I mean, if that gets, you know, by him or whatever, you know, Soto scores. They were really close, but that's just the way things are falling right now for the Nats.
Absolutely. I mean, I thought it was a nail-biter ending there, and it was the – you know, really the best hitter for the Nationals right now, and Anthony Rendon going against Kimbrel, and he put a great swing on that, and when you see it off the bat, you think, oh, that's extra bases to left field, and obviously it was exactly where the left fielder was standing, and, you know, we're really missing out on some at-bats here from Matt Adams and guys like that. The pinch hitting, something that has been very important for this team for the last few years offensively, is not there, so we're having to rely on Wilmer Defoe and Pedro Severino and people like that to come up in big situations, and, you know, that's the reason why they're not adding on in these situations is unfortunately the bottom of the order is not coming through. And so, you know, 3 runs is what they're kind of been saddled with here the last few games. And it's not going to be enough against a team like the Red Sox.
What can they do? I mean, you know, when everyone's healthy and playing their, you know, their A and B game, you know, it's a formidable lineup. So it's not like obviously they're missing so many guys with injuries. The catcher position is a glaring weakness right now for them. But really, what can they do? Because these are the guys. I mean, they're hurt, but a lot of them are playing.
Well, that's the problem is that they don't have a Steven Strasburg right now. They don't have that 1-2 punch in the starting pitching that they've had. They don't have Matt Adams. They don't have Ryan Zimmerman. Matt Wieters is even very important as far as his work with Gio Gonzalez. I've talked about that the last few days. So you know, they're running out of that part of the time where they thought they could tread water here for a few weeks, but they're not even playing 500 baseball. So they're losing ground on the Phillies and the Braves. And, you know, that's a major concern. But the best thing that happened, guys, last night for me was the demonstration of power from Daniel Murphy for the first time, really, this season. To be able to see him hit a home run on a line drive, which is what he kind of made his whole career on. He was batting .235 slugging percentage in the last 15 games before last night. That was the best thing that I thought happened last night, was the fact that Murphy got that home run. Now, the other issue is that Anthony Rendon, Bryce Harper, and Daniel Murphy all hit home runs, but the key is they were solo shots. They were not getting guys on base, which is another thing that they would kind of hang their hat on in years past, was getting those 2- and 3-run homers. Trey Turner went 0-for-5 last night. That's not what they normally have. Adam Eaton went 2-for-4 with a walk. Juan Soto went 1-for-2 with 3 walks. So they had opportunities, but it was just not at the times that Rendon, Harper, and Murphy came up, and they weren't able to get that 2- or 3-run shot. And, of course, the night that J.D. Martinez does not play, Rick Porcello hits a 3-run double. I mean, right. Come on.
Yeah.
So that was a tough start to the game for sure.
Let's get back to Matt Adams. When do we expect Matt Adams and Ryan Zimmerman to be back?
Matt Adams is going to be in with Harrisburg playing the Richmond Flying Squirrels tonight in a Double-A rehab game.
Okay.
J.D. Martinez says he could be back as early as Wednesday. Now, that's going to be tight because it's an 11 a.m. game. So, you know, he's going to have to make his way back from Harrisburg, but major league players can do that. If he looks good tonight, I'd expect him to be ready to go for tomorrow, but it's going to be tight. Ryan Zimmerman's 60-day DL doesn't come off until July 9th. So we still have about 6 days before we could possibly see him. Matt Wieters appears to be around the All-Star break. He told reporters yesterday he still needs to run the bases, and so I would expect him not next week, but the week after that. And, you know, maybe around the All-Star break right before that when they play the Mets in New York.
So come the end of July, pretty much everybody should be back except for people that are lost for the season like Howie Kendrick.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, if you have your first basemans back, if you have Adams and Zimmerman back, then you've taken care of that slot. If you have Matt Wieters taking care of Gio Gonzalez and getting him out of this weird psychological situation he's in right now, where he needs his tempo to be upgraded to a point where he just can't worry about who's on base and worry about the game situation. He's got to worry about the batter. That's something that Matt Wieters did so well. I call him the Geo Whisperer, if you will. They need him back to control him because Pedro Severino and Gonzalez is not working out right now. As far as his bat, you know, it would be nice to see if Wieters can give a little bit more than what Seve has been able to do. That would be huge right there. And, you know, Steven Strasburg has thrown 2 bullpen sessions, and he's going to throw 1 more. So maybe right after the All-Star break, they could start anew with Steven Strasburg as well.
Byron, after the Red Sox series, the schedule softens before the All-Star break. They get games against the Marlins, Pirates, and the Mets. Marlins are 16 right. games below 500. Mets are 15 games below 500. Is there some optimism there with the schedule getting a little bit weaker as we head into the All-Star break?
Yeah, I mean, that's something I looked at on my .com article a couple days ago. They have 16 games remaining against Miami. They played them just 3 times. They swept that series. That's the worst team in the division. They could make some hay there. They play the Mets, as you said, 13 more times. The Mets are not where they expected to be at the beginning of the year, so maybe that's a place where you can get something going. But the bottom line is they need the Bryce Harpers of the world, the Daniel Murphys of the world, the Ryan Zimmermans of the world, to get going. It's all about the offense here. The pitching has been just fine, really. The bullpen has actually done well recently. They've done yeoman's work going 7 1/3 innings a couple days ago to try to keep them in the game. So it's all about the offense trying to get something going against, as you said, the weaker schedule, and that's how they've been able to do it in the past. When they got up to 33-22, it was because they faced a weak schedule at that moment. And that's not something they can rely on the whole season, but maybe it's something they can get themselves going here in the next week or so, is try to win the last 2 against the Red Sox and then take the Miami Marlins and go from there.
So with the All-Star break coming up, you know, you get a nice 4-day break there. Knowing Mike Rizzo like I think I do, I believe this is his mindset. If they stay, you know, 3, 4, 5 games back, I know they're 7 games back now, but if they can hover in that 3-6 range, to get through the end of July before the break or before the trade deadline, and they get all these guys back, I don't believe Mike thinks he has to make a major move. I know people are upset with the catcher now because Severino can't hit. But like you said, Wieters will be back. They'll get the first baseman back. Do you think that there's any move to be made before July 31st when the deadline comes.
Yeah, I mean, I see that, you know, Wilson Ramos possibility coming back. You know, they have talked so much with Miami about Real Muto, but they want Victor Robles or Juan Soto, so that's not going to happen. So that major move may not happen. And, you know, he's going to bank on, as you said, getting Matt Wieters back. And if Matt Wieters can at least bat 250 and demonstrate some power, then that will take care of that. And, you know, he did such a great job of getting Kelvin Herrera in this market. You know, when the trade deadline comes around, guys, it's going to be a buyer's market because there's so many half-nots in Major League Baseball, and there's very few halves. So there's going to be a lot of pitchers that are going to be available. And I thought him coming out, 60 days or 45 days before the trading deadline and getting Herrera was one of the biggest moves so far this season and really has taken care of the bullpen. So I think he feels like, you know, they're only 3.5 out of the wild card. If he can get these guys healthy, you know, as I said, it is July 2nd. But because of the way the schedule is set this year, they're already well over halfway past the season. So maybe that 4 or 5 days off in the All-Star break will help them kind of recalibrate where they want to be and get going. But, yeah, he's banking on Adams, Zimmerman, Wieters, Strasburg all coming back healthy and making a big surge here in July. And then, you know, by July 31st, if they still haven't gained ground, he might make a major move.
Do you like Murphy at second once those guys come back and they send Defoe to the bench? I know Murphy's been playing first here of late, you know, to kind of ease up the stress on the leg. But do you like Murphy full-time at second base when those guys come back?
No, I don't think he'll go full-time with him. I mean, you always knew that at second base you were, you know, not going to get the best defensive player at that position for Murphy. So he'll mix Defoe in there a lot and give Murphy some time. I think you'll see Murphy play 4 out of 5, 4 out of 6 games each week because he wants him in September and October. And, yeah, you know, he's playing first base because they wanted to get some time for him, you know, at that spot because they have no bats at that spot right now with Mark Reynolds struggling to do anything. Interesting, as you guys talked about, to see Bryce Harper taking some grounders from Tim Bogar yesterday at second base to practice the first baseman's glove. And I really think the reasoning for that was to get Bryce out of this kind of, like, you know, mentality that every day I just go to the park and I do this and do that to get ready for my outfield spot, shake things up. And, you know, it resulted in a home run yesterday. So I think he's trying to kind of mix things up for Bryce Harper a little bit, maybe use him in an emergency situation, but let him have a little bit of fun at the ballpark and use his first baseman's glove and get excited about something. And maybe that will get his mentality back to having some fun again on the diamond.
Hmm. All right. Remind me of the pitching matchups next couple of days.
You've got Tanner Roark going tonight, 3-9, 4.1. Then you've got Eric Fetty in the finale. Nice to see Eric finally get that first win as a major leaguer. So that will be boost to him. And, you know, Tanner's got the new haircut, the new Western lamb chops there going, so it looks pretty sharp. So that's the chances. That's the opportunities for the Nats here in the next two games against the Red Sox and see if at least get one tonight and go for the jugular on Wednesday morning.
Hmm. All right. Great stuff. Thank you, Byron. Appreciate it, buddy.
No, appreciate the time, guys. We'll see you at the park.
Yep. All right. Yeah.
Thanks, Byron.
We got to get out there.
Oh, you don't want to go today.
I'm not going to go
unless,
today.
Unless you like feeling like a rotisserie chicken. Probably don't want to go today.
No. I want to go, though, but I got to go talk to my man Jeff and get hooked, right. Do the whole thing.
Right. You got to be in a suite.
Then I'll take care of Valdez one day.
Wait, when it's earlier, 105 index, you got to be in a suite.
I'm supposed to have a golf lesson today at 12:30.
That is the prime of it.
Yeah, I know. Sizzling.
I mean, I don't even know how you're going to grip the club. It's going to be so sweaty.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I do it with the wife. The wife actually has been doing the majority of it. My guy Matt Jarvis had to say, you know what, just get my wife to decent enough that if we go next year and we're on the golf course, we could play around together.
Yeah.
And then he just gives me a couple tips. I'm playing Friday for the first time. We'll see how it goes.
What's it going to be Friday? It's supposed to be like,
I think it's
going to
storm
a little
and
cooler, right?
It'll probably be thunderstorm and I won't play. Right. I haven't played once this year.
Right.
Frozen Shoulder guys played more than me.
Right.
Cakes has played more than me.
I played twice.
Cakes is done, though.
Yeah,
I think
done.
He's done.
Officially done.
I think he's done.
2018 golf tour for Cakes is shut down.
He got some good swag at Johnny Holiday's class.
Johnny Holiday always takes great care of people to come out and support his event.
All right, when we come back, you want to get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment? You want me to entertain you? No? What do we have? We have
I would like to be entertained.
No, I thought it was EP.
Yeah, the guest is 920.
What's the lead story on the app?
I don't know. Maybe it's Adam Sandler showed up and just photobombed some dude's wedding. I mean, you want to go to that?
Sure, that works.
Wasn't he wearing a VCU?
I know. Did he do a show at VCU or something? I don't know why he was wearing a VCU. Maybe he and AWOD are buddies. Maybe he went to AWOD's Pamplona party. Who knows? We'll get into that. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.